Well, my children play on the horses. We call them horses.
Mm-hmm. Rocky horse.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were cutting firewood in the old days, you put a piece of firewood across two things that held it in, like this.
Five dogs.
Well, that's what you held it to burn.
Mm-hmm.
But before you burned it, you were cutting a piece of firewood, and you put it in this. What was the big trunk of a tree? What would you call the two things that held it up?
Well, that's before you cut it?
Yes. You put it in there to cut it up.
Uh-huh.
I've got a number of answers on that. I wonder if you know any of them. A sawhorse? Sawjack or trestle?
Well,
buck, horse, rack.
Well, it's more than a rack and anything else. Because it's right there for that wooden stand to be on be sold.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I see it on the
You think you call them racks?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And in the old days, if you wanted to take your baby on a ride, put him in a baby
carriage.
And then what would you do to him?
Push him.
Uh-huh. And instead of, suppose I wanted to go over there to Smith's Grocery. I guess it isn't open anymore, right? Suppose I wanted to go over there, and instead of going down the road and then down, I'd cut across that field of rye. How would you describe what I was doing?
We just couldn't a near way to get there.
You ever say I would be going?
A near cut.
You went?
Through there, near way, get there quicker.
Uh-huh. You ever say, catty corner?
Mm-hmm.
Catty bias?
Well, that's kind of catty corner. If you cut across there, go up there to Mr. Smith.
Catty corner. You don't use catty bias?
Well, I've heard Bison too, and catty corner, but that catty corner is used more.
I see. That's what I'm interested in. In this area, you think catty corner
mm-hmm.
would be. Uh-huh. And if you had four houses here on four corners, the house right across from you would be straight across, but the house over there then would be what?
Catty corner.
Catty corner. Uh-huh. Okay, well. Now these get a little bit more interesting. You know that we change words to change time. For example, I might say, right now I see you, but yesterday I what?
Didn't see you.
Okay, or suppose I did see you. You might say, friend, right now I see you, and yesterday I also saw you. And in fact, because we live in the same town, you might say, I have seen you many times. And you might say, we go to church every Sunday, and last Sunday we, what was it the word be?
We did go, or did go?
Or we went, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
we went to church. We've gone to church.
We have gone many times to church. Okay. If you think about the word sing, you might say, last Sunday she what? A song. Last Sunday she sang a song, or last Sunday she...
Yes.
What would you say?